Hey everyone, welcome to Bitchin' About Broadway, where we talk about Broadway behind her back. I'm your bitchin' host, Elijah Zurich, and this is my bitchin' co-host,
Megan Lisko-Snelling. Hey everybody, today we have two guests.
Oh, period.
One of them knows nothing about the topic we'll be talking about today. It's here because they want to be.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
What do you mean? What am I supposed to say?
Anyways.
This is Aiden. Our other guest is Idesa.
Hey, everybody. Hi, it's me,
Idesa. Anyways, these are friends of ours, and today we're going to be speaking about the amazing show, Come From Away. It's absolutely wonderful. I've seen it twice. I saw the national tour and on Broadway, and I had a talk back with some of the Broadway people. They're absolutely lovely, and I adore them. Hey, Megan, maybe...
Hey, Mom.
While Megan's on the phone with her mom, I'll explain the plot of Come From Away. Come From Away is about 9/11 and the planes that were diverted to Gander, Newfoundland. Now that Megan's back, what's good, Megan?
Hi, guys. Sorry, my mom called me and asked me if she left her water bottle here. And I was like, I don't know.
Anyways, Megan.
So 9/11 is obviously a very... heartfelt subject, especially. Mm-hmm. And obviously we're going to proceed with the utmost respect for everybody that has been affected by 9/11.
Anyways, Come From Away is a true story about the planes that were diverted to Gander on 9/11. They were there for 5 days. And it's about the kindness and generosity that the Newfoundlanders showed them and, like, how it changed their lives and also the relationships that were made on the island on those 5 days.
Right.
So, like Megan said, 9/11 is a sore subject and something that we should have utmost respect for. I think that Come From Away does such a great job of that because... It's more of a 9/12 story because it's the real story starts when they get off the plane the next day because they were the passengers were on the plane for 28 hours. Mm-hmm. So they landed there at like 10 a.m. Well, this is from Captain Beverly Bass. She landed there at like 10 a.m. on 9/11, and then they were on the plane. They would not let them off the plane until the next day. So they were on the plane for literally 28 hours. If not more, depending on what plane came in and out.
Have you ever been on a plane before?
Yes.
Can you imagine, like, how hard it must be to be on a plane with all of these people that you have no idea who they are, you don't know what's happening, especially.
Yeah.
And, one, it's a plane, and there's literally no space to do anything.
Exactly.
Part of the show, there's a repeating sequence where they're like, 28 hours over an entire day. There was one aisle in the middle. Everyone knew every inch of that plane. It's like that. They say that multiple times because of how many times they had to think about, what are we supposed to do now?
Exactly. The music is brilliant. It's so simple, but... In that simplicity comes complexity when you're a singer. Like, it's like you forget because there's slight variations to the choruses. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's simple, but it's not. And it's a beautiful score, one of the most beautiful scores I've ever heard and had the pleasure of seeing live performed.
We talked about you watching them, but we didn't talk about how you directed a concert version.
Yes, I actually directed a concert version of Come From Away, and... they all did a great job. All the students did a great job. I think that watching it and then, like, somewhat living it, obviously we didn't do all of the songs because the musical is 90 minutes long with no intermission, but we did break for an intermission just because, like, you know, like, we had some elderly and we had some little kids come. So, and it was just a little bit more abbreviated because we are students.
Yes.
So... It was done smaller, and it was not the full production. Obviously, it's a concert, but it's a different kind of show that when you see it, you feel those emotions, and then you leave, and you think about it. But when you kind of live that, and you hear that over and over every single day, you find little things in the music that like, hit you differently.
Right.
And I think that my experience with it was... I mean, it wasn't... as rich as it could have been. Also because we're in the pandemic, like people were out, people filled in. Megan's boyfriend literally came in, what was it? How many?
It was 2 days before the show opened.
Yeah, it was like 48 hours, like on the dot. I was like, hey, Ben, I need you to come in. And he memorized a whole character in those 2 days mm-hmm. and had minimal notes.
Yes.
Live on stage. He was absolutely fantastic. But with all of that stress, like for me, Come From Away has been more of an after situation. Like
right.
when I saw it, I loved it. Like I loved mm-hmm. the show, but then doing it had me like all over the place. And then after really thinking about like what we had done was a lot more gratifying than actually doing it.
It was also hard at the start of the process. I helped backstage for the show. I wasn't part of the show on stage. I just was a prop master, stagehand.
Stage manager! And
I noticed it was very difficult. Not very difficult, but it was very important to remember that this is not the type of show that you can joke about. This is not the type of show that you can just say, oh, it's just like any other thing that I've done. It is something that you have to proceed with caution because you never know who's in your audience. You never know if there is someone that was
like
entirely affected by it and it changed their entire life.
Actually, two of our cast members were affected, Fabian and Bella right. were affected. Bella actually had a close family friend that was a firefighter that recently passed away because of lung cancer.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's pretty direct. And I think that Fabian's, if I remember correctly, he told me this at the beginning of the process, Fabian's father actually saw the buildings go down, like, from his window.
Mm.
So, it's traumatizing if you're in the audience and you see it. And there's a lyric in the show at the very beginning. They say, you are here in the start of a moment. Because I think that is the most clever lyric. It's so simple, yet so powerful. Because everybody remembers where they were when it happened.
Yes.
It's one of those events.
I was not alive, but I remember very vividly my mom telling me about it for the first time. And explaining that my grandmother, she worked in New York City at the time, and mm-hmm. her route to work in the morning would be crossing directly through the first floor of one of the
towers,
because there was a train station below it or next to it. And there was a period of 10 hours where my mother could not speak to my grandmother, and she had no idea where she was, what she was doing, if she was okay, because she lived in New Jersey. So she would make that commute from New Jersey to New York every single day.
Yeah.
And the phone lines were down and nothing was really working, and she couldn't talk to her. She was watching the news like, what is happening? And I literally can visualize that. Like, it's so prominent in my mind thinking about that, because it must have been earth-shattering, heartbreaking, because my grandmother was fine. She got home, but a lot of other people didn't. And while you must be grateful that these people came home, you have to keep in mind that a lot of people you know didn't.
Yeah, and some people were never found because of the intense heat and the way that the buildings actually felt. Like, it's absolutely terrible. And I think that, I mean, I know where my parents were. My parents were in Italy because they are military and they lived in Italy. And at the time they were preparing to move back to the U.S. and their next door neighbor invited them into her house. And she showed them on the TV everything that was happening.
Wow.
And it was really interesting because they were in a different country, and like what another country thought about the situation. The lady that was there, she told my mom and both of my parents, she was like, this will bring America to its knees. Like people in other countries thought that this was going to be the end of the country entirely. And my mom is very patriotic. Like, she's proud to be here mm-hmm. and she's very grateful for the opportunity she has. And she told her like almost like it was like in her blood. She was like, no, we'll get through it. But like, and I do think that it's one of those things. And I mean, I wasn't alive either, but my aunt said that it was like a good 3 weeks to be in America because people were more caring and more respectful. I mean, it brought us together. It obviously
wasn't a good 3 weeks for America, but
no, like, to be in America.
It was a unified 3 weeks.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It was like, like, because from what I'm saying is, like, for those 3 weeks, people were more together and more caring and compassionate to one another.
Right.
And that's just really hard to imagine because, I mean, it was a tragedy.
Right. And it was undoubtedly a tough idea to pitch as a musical.
Right. They actually, I mean, I don't know how they did it. Well, they did interviews, the writers, they did interviews with the actual people in Gander on their 10-year anniversary in 2011. All the Plain people actually came back to celebrate with them, like, how, like, the relationships that were made. It's a true story. And they interviewed people, they pulled people, and they had no idea that it was, like, a musical. And then they came back with the musical. They did a concert version in Gander.
Yes.
In Gander.
But before we break down the full setup of Come From Away, we want to kick off this episode with a song. So this is Welcome to the Rock from the original cast recording.
Yes, this is the opening number, and it's absolutely wonderful. Catch you on the flip-flop.
On the northeast tip of North America, on an island called Newfoundland, there's an airport. It used to be one of the biggest airports in the world, and next to it is a town called Gander. Welcome to the Rock if you come from away. Hey! You probably understand about a half of what we say. Hey! They say no man's an island, but an island makes a man. Especially when one comes from one like Newfoundland. Welcome to the Rock!
That morning, I'm in the classroom. It's our first day back, and the school buses are on strike, so I'm covering for Annette, who's running late.
Sorry, Beulah. How's the kids?
Not exactly thrilled to be inside on such a gorgeous day, so I told them we'd only have a half day this morning, and they were quite pleased, until I told them we'd have the other half in the afternoon.
Welcome to the wildest weather that you've ever heard of,
where everyone is nicer, but it's never nice above.
Welcome to the farthest place you'll get from Disneyland.
Fish and chips and shipwrecks.
This is Newfoundland.
Welcome to the Rock. An islander, I am an islander. I'm an islander, I am an islander. I'm an islander, I am an islander. I'm an islander, I am an islander.
That morning, I'm in my car. The kids cross Airport Boulevard to get to school. And that time of day, people are in a little bit of a rush to get to work and stuff. So, normally, I sit there and run my radar.
Whoop, whoop.
And if they're speeding, I'll stop them and write out a warning ticket. I'll write STFD. Slow the fuck down.
Welcome to the land where the winter strike to kill us, and we said,
we will not be killed.
Welcome to the land where the waters try to drown us, and we said,
we will not be drowned.
Welcome to the land where we lost our loved ones, and we said,
we will still go on.
Welcome to the land where the wind tried to blow,
and we said no.
That morning I dropped my kids off at school and head to the SPCA, where I'm greeted by my other kids, all barking and meowing for breakfast and a belly rub. Not that I'm complaining, I loves them. But by the time feeding is done, I got to get back to pick up my human kids, so I take just 1 second for myself, and I'm sitting in my car.
I'm in the library.
I'm in the staff room.
And I turn on the radio.
You are here at the start of a moment, on the edge of the world, where the river meets the sea. Here on the edge of the Atlantic, on an island in between there and here.
I'm running my radar when Bonnie comes by. She pulls up and she is waving at me like mad. So I roll down my window and she says,
Oz, turn on the radio.
Slow it down.
Jesus H. Oz, turn on your radio.
Where our story starts.
It's my first day at the station.
Where we'll end the night.
I'm getting coffee for the picket line.
Where we know by heart.
5 minutes to my smoke break.
Every single flight.
I'm off to work at the airport.
Welcome to the park. Welcome to the trees. To the ocean and the sky and whatever's in between. To the ones who've left, you never truly gone. Our candles in the window and the kettle's always on. When the sun is coming up and the world is coming ashore, if you're hoping for a harbor, then you'll find an open door. In the winter, from the water, through whatever's in the way, to the ones who have come from the way. Welcome to the Rock!
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Bitchin' 'Bout Broadway, Hawk Radio on Anchor FM, and I'm your host, Megan, and this is your other host, Elijah Zurich.
Hey, what's good? So, the song you just heard was Welcome to the Rock, sung by the entire cast of Come From Away, the original cast recording. I love this song. When I first heard it, me and my mom were in the car crying on the way to Hibachi. It was the most random thing. Like, we were just like, let's listen to this new show. We knew nothing about it. And when we realized what it was about, like, we had to pull over because it was not safe to drive. It was so powerful. And right. It's just a beautiful score. And I love the song. It's a great way to open the show. The writing in this is just so beautifully done. So, Megan, I wanted to ask you, what was your first experience with Come From Away?
So, I actually didn't fully know it much about the show specifically until you did it.
Okay.
I looked into it when I heard you were doing it. But I never fully heard any of the music until I was backstage.
Right.
Like, I had listened to maybe 3 songs. I really, really, it definitely, there were moments backstage when you would come backstage and I was literally crying and I was like,
I know.
This music is just,
I thought something happened backstage. I was like, oh no.
No, I literally just like, it definitely hits hard. And, I think that everybody that did it beautifully here. Idesa actually was one of our audience members.
Yeah. So basically the thing about Come From Away, I went to go see it and I'm very open-minded about things and I'm very easily pleased, like, but so I came to come see the show to support my friends.
And thank you.
The story is, I didn't know much about it. Like, I knew it was about 9/11, but I was kind of confused because, like, the way the logo looks doesn't look like it would be about what the show is. So I was kind of just like, what? Okay, I'm going to see it anyway. And it was just completely different than what I thought. And it was so sentimental and really, like, beautiful. And at the end, like, I even found myself, like, trying not to cry because, which is so odd because I do a lot of shows in this program that did Come From Away.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's kind of hard to, like, see the people on stage as, like, a story rather than, like,
the people you know.
Yeah, so, but then it just, I completely forgot that I knew these people and, like, it became a story that I was, like, sad about. And it was really interesting because it's like, oh, why do we need a musical about 9/11? Most people already know, like, everyone knows what 9/11 is about and, like, what happened. But this just, like, gave a whole different,
an unsung story, really. Because not a lot of people knew about the plane people and Gander. Like, one of the guys that works up front, Bill, he was like, I had no idea that this was even a thing. And there's, like, pictures of, like, the 38 planes, like, at the airport. And I'm like, yeah, it's real.
Yeah. And it was just, like, it was really nice. Like, because 9/11, when people talk about it, it's very tragic. But everybody, like, is unified when talking about it. Like, they're, like, everyone relates. Like, they're always like, oh, yeah, well, I was working this day. Oh, me too. Yeah, my power went out because I was close. Like people shared similar stories.
Yeah.
And, like, this just gave a light to that because it just showed a lot of people, like,
coming together.
Yeah. Like, it didn't focus too much on the bad things. Like, and it did. It was tragic, but it focused a lot on, like, the hope that came out of it and, like, these total strangers just, like, coming together. And it was really beautiful. And I mean, that's what I got from seeing this show for the first time. And it was, like, it was great. It was really great.
I definitely think that, to kind of backpack off of what you're saying, Come From Away is, like Elijah said previously, it's more about, the 9/12, which isn't exactly, like, there was a big amount of time where the plain people were in Gander. And it focuses on that more than... It focuses on the kindness that the people that were on the plains were shown. And yes. It focuses on the unity that they had while in Gander and how confused they were, yes, of about what had happened in New York. And there is one character in the show whose son was a firefighter, and she didn't, Hannah, she didn't hear from him at all. Mm-hmm. And she, her entire
storyline
is not knowing where her son is.
Yes. She has a beautiful song in the show called I Am Here. And, it's her leaving, phone messages on his answering machine until there is absolutely no space left.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely heart-wrenching, and it's a beautiful song.
It's incredibly sad. And I remember the actress that sang the song, I think, did it very beautifully. Her name's Catherine, and she was incredible.
She was.
And she has just gone to New York.
AMDA Conservatory.
Yes. It was nice that this was her last show before going.
Yeah.
And I think that the cast definitely pulled it together and showed the
utmost respect
and the depth that was needed for the show. Especially because they're younger and
I think our youngest was 13.
Yeah, 9/11 doesn't have the same impact on our lives as it did our parents. So, like, everyone knows about 9/11. You're right. All taught in school about 9/11. And I didn't give much thought to the people outside of New York that were affected by 9/11 before this musical. And we've both been to New York City, so I've heard the stories and the history, but it doesn't affect me directly. So it's really sadly easy to keep at a distance.
Exactly.
Have you visited the memorials or the museum in New York?
I have not. I actually have not. Every time I've been in New York, it's been for work. And the first time I went on vacation there was I was six, and my parents didn't want to take me because I had a lot of anxiety, and if I knew I was going to be on a plane and that, that probably wouldn't have been good for me at six. But now, I mean, when things open back up in New York, because I know they're pretty much still on lockdown.
Right.
I would love to go.
Having done Come From Away, I would love to go there because I haven't been there either.
I remember, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I remember, ever since I was little, I was actually always very interested in the story of 9/11. Like, I remember I went to New York when I was eight because I have family in New York, in the Bronx. And we went to go see the memorial, and it was even though I was eight, I was really interested in it. And they had, in place of where the towers were, they had these big square fountain looking things with water going down. I don't know how to explain it, but if you should definitely search it up. And it had all the names of the people, and inside of the museum it had pieces of the building and all the different stories. And I just remember being very interested by it because I feel my family was very it always is important to my family, even though they didn't live in New York at the time. Neither did my aunt, because I'm actually Dominican and Puerto Rican, and my aunt moved there after 9/11. But my mom keeps so many news tabloids and magazines, the Time magazines from that day. So it's always just been an important thing, and the things in New York are very, very special and very nice.
Right.
And I recommend
I mean, it's a burial ground. It would have to be. They really can't build over it, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because bodies weren't recovered. The honesty of it is
scary to think about that.
Yeah, people were never found after that, and it is really respectful that our country did honor it in such a way and continues to today. And I think that's really nice. The only other place than the U.S. to have steel from the World Trade Center is actually Gander, Newfoundland, because of what they did for the passengers. So I think that is one of the, like, one of the most beautiful things that we could have done to repay them, because that's a big part of us as a country now, and to share that with them, that's really kind.
Yeah.
One of my favorite storylines from Come From Away was actually Beverly Bass. Megan, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Beverly was a pilot that landed in Gander and had to keep her passengers in Gander. Mm-hmm. And she was... there's a part of the show where she's repeatedly on the phone with her husband and saying, I'm in Gander and I'm fine, and talking about how she doesn't exactly know what's going on.
Right. Because no one actually knew what had happened for those 28 hours on the plane. Like, they had very few phones that were working, but also people of all kinds of languages were there. So if someone heard something in their language, then it might not have carried over into someone else's. So there were just a lot of rumors flying. And for those 28 hours, like, it must have been so scary for all of those people on the planes to just not get off of the plane, and they know that, like, something happened in the States.
Right.
And also, I think that Beverly, like, and people like Beverly, like the other pilots, I think that they had a huge obligation.
Right.
Because, first of all, like, to their country, because American Airlines was Beverly's, and also to the passengers on the plane, and then also having personal lives in the States and not knowing what was going on, not maybe not being able to reach somebody because their reception back in 2001 wasn't as good as ours now. My favorite storyline is Beverly's, because she is just amazing. She opened so many doors for women in that field, because she is the first female American pilot on American Airlines.
Right.
And she is absolutely fantastic. She is such a gem, and she's seen the show over 100 times.
Wow.
at this point. And she's seen it internationally, she's seen the tour, and fun fact, her jacket that she, one of her personal jackets, is Beverly's jacket in the show. It's used as a costume piece. And her and the actress Jen Coella are very good friends. And I think that's absolutely beautiful, because Jen is an amazing actress. And you can tell she's very rooted in the character. I got to see her in New York play Beverly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it feels different seeing her perform it, because I saw it the first time, the national tour, and the woman who did it was absolutely fantastic, amazing. But seeing Jen was a little different, because Jen, you could tell, had this relationship with the actual Captain Bass, Beverly, and she you could tell that she added more of Beverly into it, because she knows Beverly and she can speak to Beverly, and I just think that's absolutely phenomenal, because a lot of people have that opportunity to be able to meet their character, like, from an actor point of view.
Yes.
Meeting the person that you're playing isn't usually an option.
Right.
And it was for Jen Coella, and I think that's absolutely amazing for her, because she can really do that part justice, because she's such an amazing actress. Anything you've seen her in, like If Then or Come From Away, she's done many things, but I loved seeing her in Come From Away as Beverly, because she really was fantastic. And she played another character, too. She played Annette. All of the characters play two characters. They each have a set. So all of them are Gander people, and they are also plain people.
And they have little costume changes for both.
Right.
I think that while we've talked about her character and her characters, let's give our listeners a brief synopsis of the musical Come From Away.
Let's do it.
So on the morning of September 11th, 2001, the townsfolk of Gander, Newfoundland are living life business as usual, according to themusicallyrics.com. The attacks result in U.S. airspace being closed, forcing 38 international aircraft to be diverted and land unexpectedly at the Gander Airport, doubling the population of the small Newfoundland town that is equipped for the influx of stranded that is unequipped for the influx of stranded travelers. The Gander townspeople spring to action and prepare to house, feed, clothe, and comfort the nearly 7,000 passengers along with 19 animals and cargo.
Yes. And they really didn't skip a beat. They were absolutely fantastic. So, once allowed off the planes and transferred to various emergency shelters in and around Gander, the passengers and crew watched the replays of the attacks and news and learned the true reason why they were landed in Gander. The frightened and lonely passengers desperately tried to contact their families and pray for their loved ones, while the townsfolk work through the night to help them in any way they can, because they were all from different countries, and they said that in the show. So breakfast started at 4 a.m. Right. for the people in Germany. To alleviate rising fear and mounting tension, the passengers are invited to be...
Initiated.
I can't read, guys. Initiated as honorary Newfoundlanders at a local bar. The islanders in Gander and the surrounding towns open up their homes to the plain people. Regardless of their guests' race, nationality, or sexual orientation, the travelers are initially taken aback by their hosts' uncommon hospitality. Because they were just so kind. And, I mean, it's a true story. Like, those people are for real.
Yeah.
Like when, and that was one of my favorite things. I know it's a little off topic, but I watched an interview with Jen Coella, and because the cast went to Gander a few times right. to visit, and she said on an interview, I think it was Good Morning America, she was like, listen, these people are for real. Like, this, we're not even exaggerating. Like, this is how they are. And if you see the show, they are just so sweet. Like, it's unreal. So hearing that is just so amazing. But they slowly let their guard down and began to bond with the quirky townsfolk.
The gravity of the attacks, nevertheless, continues to set in the U.S. airspace as the airspace is eventually reopened. One pilot comments on how her once optimistic view of the world has suddenly changed while the mother of a firefighter learns that her son lost his life during the rescue efforts in New York City. One pair of passengers starts to develop a romance, as you can see in the song Stop the World, while another pair sees their long-term relationship fall apart under the stress of the event.
Yeah, and Megan's boyfriend actually played one of the passengers that found love in Gander.
Yes.
Yes.
As the passengers and crew depart, they joyously exchange stories of the immense kindness and generosity that was shown to them by the Newfoundland strangers in their time of need. The townsfolk return to normal life, but defiantly feel the emptiness. Their town and world now seem different. All these people that were there have suddenly left. The people that they've made friendships with and have invited into their town and
their
shared their homes with and their food and their bars.
And I think that it's really sweet that they always cooked and they gave donations. And there's one scene that is in the show. They got all these grills together and had a cookout for them, and they didn't mark or do anything to the grills, so we're not even sure how they got them back. So
they just kind of took their grills and were like, we're going to use them.
Yeah, and they, like, the thing about that to me is just, what that says to me is that they didn't really care if they got it back. They just wanted to help
right.
the poor people there, and it was just so, they're just so sweet. I just think that it's so generous of them.
Yeah, I think so, too. Of course, the plain people are affected as they return or continue on with their travels. The show then quickly jumps ahead 10 years. The crew and passengers, the come from a ways, of the once stranded planes reunite in Gander, this time by choice, to celebrate the lifelong friendships and strong connections they formed in spite of the terrorist attacks. The mayor professes, tonight we honor what was lost, but we also commemorate what we found.
Okay, I like low-key cried. And that portion of the show, when I saw it the first time, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's really heartwarming to see.
It's more, you cry more for joy than you do of sadness, but you still cry nonetheless because it's a story about, like, true compassion, and it's a true story. It's so wonderful to know that things like this are in our world. You know, it's very nice. It's very nice to think about.
I don't think anyone really does think about what happened in Gander.
No,
because the focus is on the tragedy in New York. And the story is amazing because it demonstrates the unselfish kindness that we all needed at the time. And I think we all wish that we had this time of kindness in our everyday life, even now. So I think that we should give some credit to the great couple that put the show together. They found it, wrote it, and gave it life. So the idea for Come From Away was first conceived by Michael Rubinoff, a Toronto lawyer and theater producer. He approached several writing teams, and the team that struck gold was Irene Sankoff and David Hine. They are a Canadian married writing team. They have also written My Mother's Lesbian Jewish Wiccan Wedding, based on David's mother's true story. I think I'm going to need to research that show.
Megan, does that hit close to home? No. Just kidding.
The couple attended the 10-year Gander reunion in 2011 and interviewed attendees, both locals and plain people. They spent hours and weeks compiling stories down to the final product. According to Fords.org, the characters in the musical are composite characters based on the experiences of real people and actual events of September 11th through September 15th, 2001. Those interviews became the seeds of David and Irene's stunning, critically acclaimed musical.
So, with that, Come From Away won several awards and was nominated for a Tony Award. The Daily Beast claims Come From Away to be a celebration of the best of humankind.
I think that Come From Away deserves every award because it seriously was beautifully written and blended together just seamlessly.
Yes, and this is so odd, but there's actually a dinner party video. It's like they had a dinner party and they posted it on YouTube of the leading characters of Falsettos, the musical, Steffi and Jay Block, Brendan Ranowitz, Andrew Rannells, and Christian Borle, and Jen Coella, who plays Beverly Bass in Come From Away.
Yeah.
On Broadway. And they were all nominated for Tonys that year. But they talked about how their shows both had heavy
subjects
and how they are stories that need to be heard. And it's just, I don't know. I think both were absolutely beautiful. And the Tonys that year, I'm glad that Come From Away did win Tonys because it is beautiful. And I think that it got the show out to more people because, I mean, there's only a limited amount of people that can see it in New York. And also, it's not a mainstream thing because right now the audience for musical theater, let's be honest, are people of our age range, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Like teenagers. So we are more inclined to go see things like Mean Girls or Dear Evan Hansen,
right,
or Hamilton, and shows like Come From Away kind of get lost in the shuffle.
But because it is a show that a lot of older people are familiar with, they were like, maybe I should see that. Because not only is it entertainment, yes, necessarily, it is a learning.
It's educational.
It's educational.
It is.
I think that this is a good time to take a break. So let's play a song. What song should we play, Elijah?
We will be playing Me and the Sky, sung by Jen Coella from Come From Away, the original Broadway cast. This tells the story of Captain Beverly Bass, and it is absolutely wonderful. It's one of my favorite songs. It's one of the more popular songs.
Right.
She sang it a lot for promotional purposes outside of the show, and it's absolutely stunning. So listen to it, enjoy it, get your tissues.
And when we get back, we will be talking about the story of Beverly Bass.
Period! Catch you on the flip-flop!
My parents must have thought they had a crazy kid, 'cause I was one of those kids who always knew what I wanted. They took me down to the airport to see all the planes depart, and watching them fly, something inside of me was starting. I was 8 when I told them that I'd be a pilot. But I was too young and too short, and there were no female captains. And my dad said, be patient. He said, just see what happens. But I took my first lesson, came down from the sky, and told my father I'd fly.
rest of my life. And I got my first job lying for a mortician in a tiny bonanza, just a corpse and me. $5 an hour for flying dead bodies. I had to climb over their faces just to get to my seat. Then suddenly the wheels lift off, the ground is falling back.
Hey lady, hey baby, hey, why don't you grab us a drink?
And the flight attendants weren't my friends back then, and they said, are you better than us, do you think? But I kept getting hired, and the World War II crew, they retired, and the girls all thought much higher of me. 1986, the first female American captain in history. Drinks. Suddenly there's no one saying stay grounded, looking down, passing them by. Suddenly there's nothing in between me and the sky. Suddenly I've got an all-female crew. The news cut, it made headlines across the world. Suddenly it stopped, no one's saying you can't, or you won't, or you know you're not.
Welcome back to Bitchin' About Broadway, where we talk about Broadway behind her back. Although, this particular segment is not behind her back. It's not a scathing review. We would be happy if she heard this.
Right.
I love to come from away. Anyways, I'm Elijah with Megan, my bestie for the resty. Thank you for listening to Bitchin' About Broadway on Hawk Radio on Anchor FM. We are continuing our discussion about Come From Away the Musical, one of my favorite musicals ever. The musical includes several stories about actual people that were diverted to Gander, Newfoundland during 9/11.
One story and song is focused on the real-life Beverly Bass. The song we just heard is sung by Jen Coella. She portrays Beverly Bass in the musical, and the song was Me and the Sky. This is for sure a song many people know, even if they don't know the musical well. I know that was one of the first songs that I ever heard from the musical. For a really long time, that was the only song I knew from the show.
Right.
This information about Miss Bass is from Grandeur magazine.
Captain Bass.
Captain Bass.
Period.
Beverly Bass is a local for us. She's from Fort Myers, which is a couple of hours south. She was 8 years old when she took an interest in flying. She took her first flight lessons in 1971 at Page Field in Fort Myers. She began flying for American Airlines in 1974 and became the company's first female captain in 1986.
Yeah, she started out flying bodies for a mortician, and that only makes sense here in Florida. Like, of course she would. Like, it makes sense. Beverly wanted to fly so badly that she didn't care how she got off the ground. And the song is called Me and the Sky. We just heard it. And she also has a children's book written by her called Me and the Sky about her story. Yes.
Was the book written before the musical?
I think it was, actually.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
And the picture of it is like a little cartoon version of herself with sunglasses on, but in the sunglasses there are planes.
I love that.
It's so cute. I want to buy the book. Megan, let's buy the book. Like,
we
literally.
Should. Let's do it.
I know. And Beverly is actually a frequent visitor to Come From Away. She has seen the show over 160 times, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, over 100. And she's seen it in London. She's seen it on the tour. She knows all the Beverlys, which is so sweet.
That's really nice.
She went to the premiere, actually. Oh. And she went to the premiere. All of the all the people that the stories are based on were invited to the premiere. And Beverly and her husband both went there, front row center. And she knew she was in the show because she had met Jen Colella, but she told me, well, not me, but she told everyone on, like, one of her interviews that she did. I liked that. I was like,
she
Captain
told
Beverly told me. Anyways, I love Captain Beverly. She is such a sweet lady. Like, I've never met her, but I have a friend who's met her. Yeah, she was an usher at Come From Away, so she got to meet her
one
of
the
times.
Cool.
Yeah, they're friends on Facebook, which is actually pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, she's a frequent to Come From Away, and she knows all the Beverlys. And the first time she saw the show, her and her husband both cried, because the first thing she does as Beverly is talk to Tom.
Right.
And it's, yeah. It's a beautiful score.
It's incredibly heartwarming.
I was like, ah!
It's really nice to hear her backstory, though, because, she said that when she was younger, she would climb up on the washing machine and try to fly. But fortunately, their kitchen had carpeting, but her knees would be bruised. She jumped off thinking she could fly. Back then, it wasn't about airplanes. It was about her flying. And she never lost her love for it.
No. She knew that in order to get hired by the airlines, she would need a degree. So she said it didn't matter what degree. She went to Texas Christian Christian University in Fort Worth and studied Spanish and interior design.
Which is really weird thinking about, like, where her career went.
I know. I wonder if she, like, does interior designing for, like, herself.
Like, a little fun.
Like, I'm sure she does. Like, I'm sure she just, like, ugh, I would get a bad grade if this was my house. Like, I wonder if that's something she would have said to her kids. That'd been funny.
That would be funny. In 1971, she began working towards her dream and took her first flying lesson. She said after her lesson was wonderful, and she went home and announced that she was going to fly for the rest of her life.
That's actually a lyric in the song.
Which is part of the song.
Told my father I'd fly for the rest of my life. And it's so cute. I feel like the book had to have come out before the musical.
Yeah, definitely.
Because a lot of the lyrics are the same, and also Me and the Sky is...
Yeah, it's not a coincidence.
I don't think it is. I think that they definitely took it into consideration.
Breaking into this man's world of flying wasn't easy. Her first job, as we said, was flying corpses in a 1953 model Bonanza. She was paid $5 an hour, but she still loved her job because she got to fly. Then she began piloting for private companies, but her dream of flying for a commercial airline never wavered.
No. I love the lyric. And the passengers in the back don't complain, because it's the bodies.
That's
so morbid. For the especially for the show's, like, content.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of interesting, because I wonder if her humor is like that. I wonder
Probably.
If she is like that, because I feel
love
like,
it if
because
she
she's such
that.
A powerful woman, it would only make sense that she would say things like, and they didn't complain, you know, like, nonchalant.
She probably has said that. Maybe she wrote that in her book.
Oh, Megan, let's buy the book.
Now. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, it's in my Amazon cart. Anyways, it is literally in my Amazon cart, not kidding.
So, Beverly says that she's an only child, and her parents raised her to believe that if she worked hard, she could do anything. She didn't know that there were girl jobs and boy jobs.
She began flying for American Airlines in 1976 at the age of 24. Beverly began as a flight engineer, then co-pilot, and then finally, in 1986, she became the first female captain for American Airlines. On September 11, 2001, Beverly was flying a 777 from Paris to Dallas when she... I feel like it's not 777. I feel like it's definitely a 777.
Something like that. Guys. You can tell that we're not really well-versed in plane talk.
Yeah, we're theater kids. We're not supposed to know this. From Paris to Dallas when she heard on the air frequency that a plane had crashed into the World Trade Center. And it, before they thought it was... I've seen a lot of interviews with her because I love her. But she, when they first heard about it, it was the first tower, and they thought it was an accident.
Right.
Which in hindsight, we know it was not. Mm-hmm. But she thought it was like a small plane. She didn't realize it was an airliner because it just doesn't make sense. Like they didn't tell her it was an airliner. And when the second one came in, it was like, with that came in the word terrorism. And it was just one of those things that... I think that just coming back to, like, the whole 9/11, like, being there, not knowing what's going on, like you would think that was an accident, and then, like, just hearing it was terrorism, like, it's huge to hear. Like,
right.
Us, it's in hindsight, like, it happened, but imagine that unfolding in front of you, and you being in the air, mm-hmm. not knowing a lot.
Yeah, they had no idea.
And when she heard that, she had to, of course, park in Gander for those 5 days. So, while she was in Gander for the 10-year reunion, David Hein and Irene actually interviewed her for 4 hours. And she's so sweet to actually do that, like, at the reunions of socializing. She's like, I'll talk to these people.
We're going to take another break just so we can play another great song.
This is actually my personal favorite song. This one, Me in the Sky and The Prayer, are my top three. This is Somewhere in the Middle of Nowhere, sung by the original Broadway cast. It is beautiful. It takes place in the show when the passengers are going back to the USA, and it's absolutely stunning. I adore it. It's one of my favorites. So, thank you so much. Catch you on the flip-flop.
The winds start to pick up. 50-mile-an-hour winds. We have been here too long. We're still on the ground. There's a hurricane coming, and I'm thinking, we're running out of time. We have to leave. We have to leave now.
To thank them for all that they did. So I'm doing just that, and I'm passing a hat for the people who gave up their time and they gave up their town. So let's give them a scholarship. Pass the hat down.
I want to say something, but we're leaving and it's over.
And then she starts crying and I don't know what to say. So I just put my arm around her and I go to kiss her on the forehead to comfort her.
Well, there was some turbulence and honestly, I just thought he missed. So I... Ladies and gentlemen, if you look out your windows, you won't want to miss this. We just entered Texas.
you stay? What'd you do?
But mostly Nick and I spend the plane ride home canoodling in the back.
At one point a flight attendant comes round saying,
hot towel, hot towel, cold towel.
Somewhere in between the pace of life and working where you're going, something makes you stop and notice, and you're finally in the moment.
Welcome back. This is Bitchin' 'Bout Broadway, Hawk Radio on Anchor FM. We just heard Somewhere in the Middle of Nowhere from the original Broadway cast recording of Come From Away.
Thank you so much, Megan. This is actually our farewell for today. Thank you so much to all of our listeners for coming and listening to this, or from your own home. I don't think you went anywhere.
We didn't go anywhere.
I don't know. I'm so used to having people live in the theater. I'm like, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Goodbye. Come back.
JK. We want to thank you for sticking around and listening to this topic, because we know that it is not like our normal subject matter.
Yeah. I know usually Megan and I are a lot more fun, and we make jokes, and we talk about things like when we talked about Six and Mamma Mia. But seeing as this is a true story with real people involved, we wanted to keep this as respectful as possible, but also share the story, share the work, share what we thought of the work and our experience with the work in a calm and respectful manner. So thank you so much for sticking with us. I hope that you learned something today and listen to Come From Away, because I guarantee you it's life-changing. Like, when I heard it, I didn't realize, like, having not been alive for 9/11, some of those things. And hearing people talk about it, like, I was talked about the dinner party with Jen Colella and Stephanie Chbosh. Stephanie told Jen, actually, that this is the kind of story that America needed to hear. Because we were so depressed. I wasn't alive, but, like, our country was so depressed over the situation. And that this story is finally coming to light and getting recognition that it deserves. Honestly, it deserves more. But I just wanted to share this with everyone, and thank you so much for being here. We're actually going to play another song for our exit. It is the finale from Come From Away. My favorite thing in this song is, this takes place at their 10-year reunion, where the show actually began its life, in the writing stage, in the idea stage.
A bit of a full circle moment.
And the what they say about this Gander, Newfoundland, being the only place in the world to share the steel from the World Trade Center is actually true. And it's absolutely wonderful to know that, because they deserved that piece.
Yeah.
Because honestly,
they had a big part in the recovery process.
They helped America so much, and they didn't stop. Like, people didn't sleep for 5 days straight to take care of these passengers and are citizens of the country. And I just think that the story is absolutely beautiful and needs to be told. So thank you so much. This is the finale from Come From Away. Catch you later.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the friends who have come from away. Welcome to the locals who have always said they'd stay. If you're coming from Toledo or you're coming from Taipei, because we come from everywhere,
we all come from away. Welcome to the rock, an islander, like
meant
to be, but nothing goes as planned.
And the drunkest fellas in the room are playing in the band.
Welcome to the Rock!
With all the new security, kids aren't even allowed up into the cockpit anymore. Of course, on my retirement flight, I brought my whole family into the cockpit on our way back to Gander.
I came back with the scholarship money we raised, now worth over $1 million.
I bring out the Irish whiskey and we have ourselves a toast.
Nick and I just couldn't make the long distance relationship work.
So I moved to Texas and then I proposed.
And we honeymooned in Newfoundland.
My new secretary's name is Robin.
What's up?
Every year on September 11th, I close my office and give each employee $100 to go and do random good deeds for strangers. It's my way of remembering what happened.
Buell and I still keep in touch. She even came to visit me in New York. And I'll still phone her if I hear a really stupid joke. Beulah, why are Newfoundlanders terrible at knock-knock jokes?
I don't know, Hannah.
Well, try it. I'll be a Newfoundlander.
Knock-knock.
Come on in. The door's open.
The donation we are most honored by just arrived today.
It's about 4 meters long and 1,200 kilograms.
Newfoundland is the only place outside the United States where we share the steel from the World Trade Center.
On the northeast tip of North America, on an island called Newfoundland, there's an airport. And next to it is a town called Gander. Tonight we honor what was lost, but we also commemorate what we found.
You are here at the start of a moment, on the edge of the world, where the river meets the sea. Here on the edge of the Atlantic, on an island in between. To the trees, a kiss and a card and whatever's in between. To the ones who've left, you're never truly gone. A candle's in the window and the candle's always on. To the coals and the caves and the people from the plains.
5 days,
19 animals
and 7,000 strays.
When the sun is setting and it's darker than before, if you're open for a harbor, then you'll find an open door. In the winter, from the water, through whatever's in the way, to the ones who have come from away. We say, welcome to the, 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 welcome to the Rock!
Hey guys, I just wanted to make a little amendment to the show that you just heard. We had stated that Come From Away won Tonys when in fact it did not. That was a misstatement on our part, so I'm sorry for that. And I also wanted to say that there is a pro shot of the original Broadway cast coming out soon of Come From Away. And I'm so excited for everyone to see it. And I'm excited to see it again myself because it's an amazing show. I highly recommend it. And I hope everyone is enjoying our shows so far. And keep an eye out for our other ones. Thank you so much.